Hi, this is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting thousands of civilians have been fleeing the Kurdish-majority city Hasaka since the Syrian airstrike started a day or so ago. Witnesses say dozens of people have been killed. One Kurdish man said people were fearful following the airstrikes and wanted to return to peace and security. Meantime, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says people on the ground were attributing the airstrikes and the heavy fighting to the recent understanding between Turkey, Iran, and Russia. Airstrikes marked the first time since the start of Syria's civil war in 2011 that Syrian government warplanes targeted a majority Kurdish enclave. In Afghanistan, Taliban militants launched a coordinated attack in the strategic northeastern Baghlan province, which links the country with its northern and northeastern provinces. Hundreds of families have been displaced by the Taliban attack. Taliban had closed the highway between Baghlan and neighboring Kunduz province. Kunduz, which briefly fell to the Taliban last year, also has been under Taliban attack for the past few weeks. Zambia's main opposition leader has filed a petition at the Constitutional Court challenging last week's re-election of President Edgar Lungu. Hakainde Hichilema of the United Party for National Development says the vote was rigged and says Lungu did not receive the 50% required to avoid a runoff. Zambia's Electoral Commission said Lungu won 50.35% of the vote against 47.63% for Hichilema. This is VOA News. United Nations Children Fund is warning the recruitment of child soldiers in South Sudan is on the rise. We go now to Geneva and Lisa Schlein for this report from the United Nations.
UNICEF reports more than 650 children have been recruited as soldiers by all armed groups in South Sudan so far this year. And UNICEF spokesman Christo Bouyarak says it is feared many more children will be forced to fight because of renewed conflict in the capital Juba and other parts of the country.
When children are seized by armed groups or forces, they suffer immense physical and psychological long-term damage. And we fear that a further spike in child recruitment could be imminent.
An estimated 16,000 children have been recruited as soldiers since war between the government and rebel groups broke out in December 2013. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Myanmar leader State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi has met with Chinese President Xi Jinping to discuss the future of relations between the two countries. Aung San Suu Kyi's visit to Beijing is her first major diplomatic mission since her National League for Democracy Party won a historic landslide election last year that brought an end to 5 decades of military rule. The Nobel Peace Laureate is barred from serving as president under a military draft constitution, but holds several key posts, including state counselor and foreign minister. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump tried to woo African-American voters away from his Democratic Party opponent Hillary Clinton Friday, saying Democrats like Clinton take the African-American vote for granted. Trump also accused Clinton of wanting to give jobs to refugees rather than African-American youth who Trump said have become refugees in their own country. Clinton responded by retweeting an excerpt from Trump's speech with the comment, "This is so ignorant. It is staggering." At the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, the U.S. women have retained a 4x100-meter relay title, and that helped Allison Felix win her record 5th Olympic gold medal. Jamaica's men also won the 4x100-meter relay to take the gold, and for their anchor, Usain Bolt, it was his 9th Olympic gold medal. American swimmer Gunnar Bentz is back in the U.S., where he says he never lied about being robbed while out with teammates on the final night of the Olympic swimming. Teammate Ryan Lochte had said that the 3 others, including Bentz, were robbed. Brazilian police said that was a lie. Get more on the Olympics at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The
voice of America. One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.
Sipping on something I can't compare to nothing I've ever known. I'm hoping that after this fever I'll survive. I know I'm acting a bit crazy, strung out a little bit hazy. Hand over heart, I'm praying that I'm gonna make it out alive. Stars and screaming, lighting me up like Venus. But then you disappear and make me wait. And every second's like torture. Heroin drip, no more. So finding a way to let go. Baby, baby, no, I can't escape.
What it wants. Selena Gomez wants what she wants. And this is VOA 1, the hit. Selena sent an Instagram message earlier this week to Justin Bieber saying that he should stop complaining to the haters about his girlfriends because he keeps posting photos with the girlfriends. So she gave him a little friendly advice. And about a day later, she responded with another Instagram post where she said that, sorry, that was selfish and pointless. Justin, meanwhile, has deleted his Instagram account. Apparently, he's tired of all the backlash. This is VOA 1. We'll be checking out Justin a little later on. Here is Rihanna along with Calvin Harris.
Baby, this is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves. And everybody's watching her, but she's looking at
you.
came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves. Sometimes, you know, what else can we do when we're feeling low? So take a deep breath and let it go. You shouldn't be drowning on your own. And if you feel you're sinking, I will jump right over into cold, cold water for you. I will still be patient with you.
Don't doubt it, don't doubt it. Victory is in my veins. I know.
Perry, On the Rise. That song is on the rise up the charts. That her brand new song, which became the theme song for the Olympics on NBC TV. And she's currently working on a new album. This is VOA1, the hits and Maroon 5.
Baby, I'm playing on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive. Just like animals, animals, like animals, bulls. Maybe you think that you can hide. I can smell yourself for miles. Just like animals, animals, like animals, bulls. Baby, I'm... So what you try to do to me? It's like we can't stop, we're enemies. And when we get along, then I'm inside you. Yeah. You're like a drug that's killing me.
we used to hang out getting wasted. I thought about our last kiss, how it felt, the way it tasted. And even though your friends tell me you're doing fine, are you somewhere feeling lonely even though he's right beside you? When he says those words that hurt you, do you read the ones I wrote you? Sometimes I start to wonder, was it just a lie? If what we had was real, how could you be fine? 'Cause I'm not fine at all. That you sent me, they're still living in my phone. I'll admit I like to see them, I'll admit I feel alone. And all my friends keep asking why I'm not around. It hurts to know you're happy, yeah, it hurts that you moved on. It's hard to hear your name when I haven't seen you in so long. It's like we never happened, was it just a lie? If what we had was real, how could you be fine? 'Cause I'm not fine at all.
Seconds of Summer Amnesia. I'm Larry London, and don't forget, this is VOA 1, the hits.
Be your last love, everlasting, you and me. No, we ain't kids no more. I'm giving you up, I've forgiven it all. You set me free.
Jedenna, classic man on VOA 1. Before that, Adele, Send My Love. Adele's been in Los Angeles, 6 sold-out shows at Staples Center. And during the last show Monday night, she sent out a tweet to her fans that she was eating the best burrito of her life, apparently enjoying some of the cuisine in Los Angeles. She's off to Arizona for 2 sold-out shows. You've got VOA 1, The Hits, with Macklemore and Ryan, and Same Love.
When I was in the 3rd grade, I thought that I was gay, 'cause I could draw, my uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face, she's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Trippin', yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League, a preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex had the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision, and you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. And God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye,
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change.
I was gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression, yet we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other p***s behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion, gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment, the same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody, there is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it. Play, don't press pause. Progress march on with the veil over our eyes. We turn our back on the cause till the day that my uncles can be united by law. When kids aren't walking around the hallway plagued by pain in their heart, a world so hateful some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law is gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear, underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
She keeps me warm. She keeps.
and Benji Madden. Originally Good Charlotte, although they did release an album there as the Madden Brothers, and they're back as Good Charlotte with a new album coming out. That's called We Are Done. My name's Larry London. Lucas Graham are back on tour after taking a couple of weeks off because of exhaustion, and they're in Australia, Belgium, and the UK in the next week or so before they have a two-month break. This is Mama Said from Lucas Graham on VOA 1.
Remember asking both my mom and dad why we never traveled to exotic lands. We only ever really visit friends. Nothing to tell when the summer ends. We never really went buying clothes. Folks were passing on the stuff in plenty loads. New shoes once a year and then out to play ball so we could ruin them. Mama said that it was okay. Mama said that it was fine. I didn't have it bad. I got enough loving from my mom and dad. But I don't think they really understood when I said that I wanted a deal in Hollywood. I told them I'd be singing on TV. The other kids were calling me a wannabe. The older kids, they started bugging me. But now they're all standing right in front of me. Mama said that it was okay. Mama said that it was fine. I'm from, I know my home. When I'm in doubt and struggling, that's where I go. An old friend can give advice when new friends only know a half story. That's why I always keep them tight and why I'm okay. I said I'm okay. You know what my mama said? You know what she told me? My mama said that.
And I know.
Ellie Goulding, she's had Dougie Pointer on her mind because the two of them ended their relationship just before she went out on tour, and she says she'd like to actually finish up that relationship properly and close that chapter. This is VOA1 The Hits. I'm Larry London from Ireland. It's The Script and Break Even.
We're beautiful.